August 13, reveal the preciousness of Jesus. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, and they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Luke 24:15-32. We should speak of Christ to those who know him not. We should do as Christ did, wherever he was, in the synagogue, by the wayside, in the boat thrust out a little from the land, at the Pharisee's feast, or the table of the publican. He spoke to men of the things pertaining to the higher life. The things of nature, the events of daily life, were bound up by him with the words of truth. The hearts of his hearers were drawn to him, for he had healed their sick, had comforted their sorrowing ones, and had taken their children in his arms and blessed them. When he opened his lips to speak, their attention was riveted upon him, and every word was to some soul a savor of life unto life. So it should be with us, wherever we are. We should watch for opportunities of speaking to others of the Savior. If we follow Christ's example in doing good, hearts will open to us as they did to him. Not abruptly, but with tact born of divine love, we can tell them of him who is the chiefest among 10,000 and the one altogether lovely. Songs of Solomon 5:10-16. This is the very highest work in which we can employ the talent of speech. Christ's Object Lessons, page 338 and 339. The example of Christ in linking himself with the interests of humanity should be followed by all who preach his word and by all who have received the gospel of his grace. We are not to renounce social communion. We should not seclude ourselves from others. In order to reach all classes, we must meet them where they are. They will seldom seek us of their own accord. Not alone from the pulpit are the hearts of men touched by divine truth. There is another field of labor, humbler it may be, but fully as promising. It is found in the home of the lowly and in the mansion of the great, at the hospitable board and in the gatherings of innocent social enjoyment. Wherever we go, we are to carry Jesus with us and to reveal to others the preciousness of our Savior. Through the social relations, Christianity comes in contact with the world. Everyone who has received the divine illumination is to brighten the pathway of those who know not the light of life. Christ is pleased with his followers when they show that, though human, they are partakers of the divine nature. The light that shines upon them, they reflect upon others in works that are luminous with the love of Christ. The Desire of Ages, page 152 and 153.